I'm going to go out on a bit of a limb, and I'm going to assume that you send a tremendous amount of sales-related emails. And I'm going to be more specific than that. I'm going to go out on a limb and assume that emails are a huge part of your prospecting efforts. Now, I want to tell you something, and I'm sure you know this already, but somebody needs to remind you of it. The people that you're sending these emails to, they have a tremendous amount of things that are coming at them. Just in email alone, the average decision maker is sending and receiving north of 200 plus emails each and every day. Now, when you receive that many emails and you're as busy as these decision makers are, you get really good at sniffing out the BS and you get really good at sizing up an email really, really fast to see, is this something worth reading? Or more often than not, it's something where they just disregard and delete it. And I'm sure you know that already because I bet you a lot of the emails that you send are going unanswered. And it makes you wonder, hey, are they even reading the emails that I'm sending? Well, I have a sad statistic for you in that area. It's about 79% of the emails that we're sending out that are sales related, according to research that they're doing over at MailChimp and Constant Contact. We know about 79% of these emails aren't even being opened. So there are some things that you need to be doing in order to get their attention. Now, I'm going to be sharing over 70 email tactics and 50 cold email templates on December 19th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about how you can get a decision maker's attention, really in that first line of defense. There's two of them, by the way, two lines of defense. The first one is the subject line, so we're going to talk about that. Also, I have a PDF with 10 proven subject lines for you that I'm going to be sending you. But we're also going to talk about how to get their attention in the first 1 to 2 sentences of your email, because see, if you don't, you're going to crash and burn, because what happens is the first 1 to 2 sentences of an email show up in what's known as the preview text. So we're going to talk about some phrases that I use, some language that I use that's designed to get their attention immediately. But we're also going to go through a 4-step messaging framework. Now, what's really cool about this framework, aside from the fact that we're seeing really good results with it, is that you don't have to use it for just your email efforts. You can use it for cold calling. You could use it over on LinkedIn. I just sent somebody a handwritten intro, believe it or not, and I used the 4-step messaging framework. So it works in a variety of platforms. We're also going to talk about 3 emails that I've been using now, and I've been actually testing for a number of years, that consistently result in appointments every single week. We're going to talk about how to change up your messaging so you're no longer disregarded and deleted. You see, this right here is a big issue. A lot of sales reps, when we ask, okay, how many different types of cold emails are you using? On a good day, I hear about 2 to 3. But more often than not, remember folks, I'm a decision maker. I own a business. And every single day, I'm getting emails and cold calls from people. And one thing I noticed about a lot of the emails and people who are trying to get my attention, first of all, it's barely 2 to 3 different emails that I'm seeing. And more often than not, I'm seeing people who are sending the same email and then forwarding it with a cute little message. And that's not going to cut it right now. There is nothing about that that stands out and says, hey, I'm different. And if you want, and you truly believe that you're offering something different in your solution, then you have to start showing up and being different. So we're certainly going to go there. And then last but not least, I'm going to give you my folder with 50 different email templates. So if you want to learn more, and I hope you do, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/email webinar, all one word, yoursalesplaybook.com/email webinar. Now, here's something really cool that I'm going to offer you. Of course, you can join us live on the 19th if you'd like, but I know it gets busy. this time of year. So, of course, if you can't join us live, you can certainly sign up anyway, and I'll send you the webinar replay and the templates. But here's something I've never done before. If for whatever reason you'd like a pre-recorded version of the webinar right now, and you'd like to get the webinars right now and get started, you're impatient like I am, and you want to get going, all you have to do is just click on the option on that page that I sent you to contact me and tell me that's what you'd like to do, and I'll send it to you. So all you have to do, again, if you want to learn more, you want to contact me and take advantage of this whole idea of getting started now instead of waiting until the 19th, please visit yoursalesplaybook.com/email webinar.